If your local council collects plastic for recycling, then it's very likely it will end up at the Closed Loop Plastics Recycling Centre in Dagenham. So, what types of plastics can they recycle and in what condition do they want it? Chris Dow is the CEO.
What we want and what we get can be vastly different things. We receive sorted material that's very, very high quality. We also receive mixed bottles and, you know, we'd like them to be higher quality than they are, but, I mean, we've got to work with the systems that are in place. Those bales might have anything from sort of 30 to 50% non-target material. When I say non-target material, I'm talking about things like black trays. Black trays are a menace. Fabric, metal, paper, these types of things. And, you know, the system that we've got in, its role is to clean those up. So, there's plenty of contamination. So predominantly we get in sorted bales and mixed bales, and it's out of those where we extract our material.
And once you've done the sorting then, how much actually can then go on and be used and recycled, and how much of it has to go somewhere else?
Well, if it's back to food grade, in total is probably around 50% of it can go back to food grade in the total throughput. The balance would be things such as coloured bottles. We've got to take colour out because the end customer really wants to be working with a clear product. If they want to add colour, they do later. So we would take out coloured bottles, and they have an application. They might go to the pipe industry. They could go to strapping, like bricks, and the building industry use a lot of plastic strapping, and that's all out of recycle, mainly green bottles actually. And then of course there's an element that can't be used, you know, tragically has to end up in landfill, and that's normally the scraps, like the bits of label that have come off and anything that really shouldn't be there in the first place, if it's linen or something like that, so wood.
And what sort of things do you think might happen in the future to improve those numbers? In other words, more stuff ends up getting reused in some form and fewer items end up in the landfill?
More and more material that, you know, you say once used to go into a landfill or an energy from waste or this type of those mass burn incinerators, you know, those streams are reducing all the time because people are finding ways of using them. I see the future of waste as, waste is a diminishing aspect of this resource stream, because that's what it is. It's a resource stream. And, there's things on the go at the moment, researching with, fabrics that would have been dumped once that are, ripped and torn clothes, where they look to reclaim the valuable polyester in the fabrics and restore them so that they can be used again. So, I mean, creative ideas like this, They will rely on good sorting, there's no doubt about it, but I think we're seeing that most local authorities and waste companies are taking that very seriously, and they're working with industry to ensure that if someone does want something that's in the current stream, that if it's economically viable, they will be able to extract it. So less and less goes to landfill, less and less goes to mass burn incineration. It's interesting, the whole landscape of this material stream that we call waste or resource is changing.
Does all our plastic, at least the stuff that people bother to put into the recycling bins, does that actually get recycled? Or are we at a position where, in fact, you're over capacity and you would need a bigger factory?
If the material gets into the recycling bin, don't worry, people move pretty quickly to ensure that it gets recycled. I think that we're heading in the right direction, and I would encourage more people to put every single plastic bottle into the recycling bin, because that has a very happy future if it does.
That's Chris Dow from Closed Loop Recycling. For more information, visit closedlooprecycling.co.uk.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.